Reading Mastery 3, Lesson 33, Story. Find Part B in your textbook. You're going to read the next story about Edna and Carla. First, you will read the information passage. It gives some facts about volcanoes and earthquakes. Touch the title. Everybody, what's the title? Volcanoes and Earthquakes. You will be reading about volcanoes and earthquakes. A volcano is a mountain that is made of hot melted rock. That rock comes from inside the earth. The picture shows what a volcano would look like if it were cut in half and we could see the inside. There is a layer of melted rock in the earth far below the volcano. The melted rock moves up to the surface of the earth. When the melted rock pours out onto the surface of the earth, the rock cools and becomes hard. More melted rock piles up on top of the hardened rock. The volcano keeps growing in the shape of a cone. The volcano may pour out great clouds of smoke. Sometimes a volcano explodes. Sometimes there are earthquakes around volcanoes. Find Part C in your textbook. Everybody touch the title. The title is Explosion. Carla and Edna were tugging at the vines that were tangled around Carla's leg. The vines were like thick, sticky ropes that wouldn't let go. Occasionally, Edna glanced up and looked at what was happening in the clearing. The three Triceratops dinosaurs were lined up, waiting for Tyrannosaurus. The giant Tyrannosaurus was prancing around with its mouth wide open. It would move toward the Triceratops dinosaur, and then it would back away. From time to time, it would let out a terrible shriek. "The leg is free. Take her hand and help her up. Now run. Keep an eye on her. Let her run in front of you. Push her on the back so that she runs faster. Is that as fast as she can run? Let's get out of here. Keep running. Look, there's the beach. Run, right down to the edge of the water. Stop. Turn around. Look back. They're not coming after you. Safe. Safe." The girl stood near the edge of the water for a few minutes, listening to the sounds that came from the jungle. The sounds told them that a terrible fight was going on. Tyrannosaurus would shriek from time to time. Then there would be a great thud. After a few minutes, the shriek of the Tyrannosaurus turned into a cry. Just then, the whole island seemed to shake. The tops of the trees began to shake. They shook so hard that coconuts fell to the ground. The birds left the island. They were flying to the west. Suddenly, the ground shook with such force that Edna fell down. The red beach moved up and then down. It rocked to one side and then to the other. "Earthquake!" Carla yelled. Some trees near the edge of the jungle fell over. As Edna sat up, she noticed a great cloud of smoke over the top of the island. "Volcano!" she shouted. The smoke boiled and billowed into the air with great speed. Within a few seconds, it had covered the whole eastern part of the sky, and still the smoke cloud was growing. "Come on!" Edna shouted. She ran toward the boat. The beach suddenly shook. She stumbled, fell, and slid through the red sand. She got up and ran. The sky was now becoming dark, and the enormous cloud continued to grow. The girls reached the boat and turned it over. They pushed it into the shallow water. When they were a few meters from the shore, a terrible quake shook the island. It made a large crack in the sand beach. That crack moved out into the water right under the boat. Suddenly, Edna noticed that the sand under her feet had disappeared. She slipped underwater. The currents were very swift, and she felt her feet being pulled into the current. Edna reached up and tried to grab something. her hand grabbed a rope that was attached to the front of the boat. She held onto the rope with all her might. The currents were spinning her around, but she kept a tight grip on the rope. Slowly, she pulled herself up to the boat. She came out of the water coughing. As soon as she caught her breath, she called, "Carla! Carla!" She had salt water in her eyes, so she couldn't see well. "I'm here," Carla answered. Edna rubbed her eyes with one hand and looked in the direction of the voice. Carla was sitting in the boat. She helped Edna get into the boat. The sky was so dark now that it was almost like night. Suddenly, there was a terrible explosion. The explosion had so much force that it seemed to press the air against Edna's face. This pressing feeling came before the sound of the explosion. The sound was like nothing that Edna had ever heard. It was so loud that her ears rang for hours. That explosion had so much force that it knocked down all the trees on the island. The girls began to row away from the island. "Where are we going to go?" Carla asked. "I don't know," Edna replied. "I don't know." She did know one thing, however. She knew that she didn't want to be near that island.